TLC talk, shall we? It's a Friday. Normally, I just TLC talk on Wednesdays, and you don't want to miss it. This past Wednesday, Caleb Greenwood, it's getting a lot of discussion on my TikTok. Shout out, by the way, to everybody on my TikTok. Lot of talk on the TikToks, on the TikToks, about the Caleb Greenwood interview. Caleb was on Before the 90 Days, and his whole storyline, he doesn't have a podcast, but he was on mine, whatever, close enough. His whole storyline was cut short because he was with Alina. Alina has dwarfism. Their storyline was like, and she's like this sexy model and singer from Russia. Caleb goes into so much detail that I wanted because their whole storyline was completely cut short because of old posts that Alina had made where she had like used the N-word and was derogatory towards Asian people. So I had thought that those posts were actually recent. Well, they weren't. They were from like 10 years ago. Not justifying, okay? Not justifying. But I did think like, oh, okay, wait a minute. I feel like we were missing that context because TLC just, you know, and maybe they put out that statement that they were from 10 years ago. But I guess for me, that was new information. I didn't realize that they were really old posts. Anyway, so does Caleb think that Alina is racist? Did she show that while they were together? On top of that, how did he find out that their storyline was going to be removed? Because that's kind of the first time TLC has put out a statement. Who is he close with? You know, there was a rumor, and who started that rumor? Well, right here at the Sarah Fraser show. But I did, you know, he has been pretty on social media. He's in touch with Mike from Before the 90 Days and Jasmine and Jean, everybody, all the cast members. So I wanted to know, did Ella ever try to get in his pants? Because look, Ella's got hot pants. Now, I'm not judging. People go, oh, you're shaming her because she wants sex. Believe me, when I was single and out, and I mean, she's supposed to be with Johnny, but I mean, Johnny's in China. Johnny couldn't get to Dubai. Whatever. Johnny's never coming to the United States, P.S. So, all right, get your hot pants off. Get your rocks off. And she was out there in Iowa on that farm. She was, you know, she had a guy over. He was just sleeping next to her in her bed. I mean, when's the last time you did that platonically? Okay? Mm-mm. Actually, probably everybody listening is like, every night with my husband. Anyway, me too. Actually, I'm with you guys and gals. So the interview is so juicy. It's episode 800. A lot of talk about it. You can follow me on TikTok at the Sarah Fraser Show. I give updates all the time about the TLC universe, all the TLC shows. And if there's a show you want me to watch, you can leave it there. Today, though, we're talking about one of my favorites. I stumbled upon this show a couple of years ago called Welcome to Plathville. It really got me into the Twitterverse, which is the TLC verse, which is kind of odd because most people become obsessed with TLC shows really through 90 Day Fiancé. And even several years, Sister Wives is huge. And even My 600 Pound Life, like that one got a lot of buzz for years and I never really got into it. But Welcome to Plathville, when it came out, you know, it follows Kim and Barry Plath and their 11, it might even be 12 children. You know, they sadly had a child that Kim ran over. Like, that's like the saddest story ever that they talked about on season one. They've kind of moved on from it. I can understand why. She ran over the child, like the baby, the 18-month-old, in their driveway. It was, I don't even know how they get through talking about that with not like being hysterical. Like, I don't know. Anyway, you know, what was so fascinating about this family down in Georgia is all the kids, they were all raised without any technology. Kim and Barry didn't even talk to them about what periods were. These kids are like clueless about what a tampon is. Now, I don't know what's happening when the older kids are menstruating. Like, is anyone saying anything or do we just like walk around the house? I mean, they didn't know what periods were. They had no idea what an iPhone was. They never had a Coke. They never had like a lick of alcohol. I'm just like, how do you these kids were being raised in the late aughts, 2015. How do you shelter your kids? How do they not know what the internet is? You know, how have they never gone on there? But they hadn't. I was obsessed. And of course, their oldest son, Ethan, marries Olivia, who was like a homeschool religious kid. She's kind of gone against all that. She's now a photographer. I always say, and people give me shit about this too, Olivia Plath is like the Princess Diana of television, of reality TV. She's stunning. I'm not a real fan of her hair red. I'm just not. But when she's blonde, I just think she's gorgeous. She's effortless. She's really, really attractive. The whole family is great for television. Mariah's hot. Mike is out here in LA being a model. He's on dating apps. Oh, you know, no, I'm happily married, so I have no interest. And, you know, I never know how, like, date anybody you want. But to me, I mean, could you imagine right now, if you're listening to this and you're 38, could you imagine hanging out with a 22-year-old? Pass. I mean, really, come on. What does he know? You know, although I guess maybe that's the fun you're teaching them. So Mike is out here. Ethan's good looking. They're all very, very attractive. And they have an even older child, you know, who doesn't appear on the show, who's the oldest child. It's a daughter. She's like off in Ohio and is marrying another guy. Do you know that? They have a whole nother kid. So I think there's 12. There was 13. So we get season 4, episode 1. You know, they air every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. on TLC. And it is so good. And can we just start with, let's just first start with the in-show family photo of them, okay? It's the promotional art. I'm looking at it right now. The promotional art that comes up about them, all right? I just want to tell you, this family is morphing into the Kardashians. I guarantee Micah Plath is going to like pop off in acting. I could see this family, and I'll tell you who's orchestrating the whole thing. So the image that's in the show, that whenever they go to commercial, it's like the family graphic. These guys, have you seen the younger kids? I don't even know the three younger daughters' names because I don't pay any attention. But one of them now is wearing like a gold jacket with like a short skirt. The other ones have on like sleeveless outfits. Like Kim, you know, Kim sort of is looking the same, although didn't we all think Kim was the villain? Kim might not be the villain. Barry might be the villain, you know? Barry sounds like he's been neglecting her for years. And this whole time, we thought Barry was the peacemaker. Wrong. I mean, Lydia's got like a silk top on that's pink. She, you know, hair's done a little bit. I mean, Mariah's stunning. Of course, they have front and center Ethan and Micah. Micah's hair is hot. Micah could be revealing like a little more, but the shirt's tight. The muscles are popping. And, you know, I mean, Mariah, I kind of want Mariah more in the forefront. Olivia's got the red hair, but still looks so good. It's this show, these guys from, do you just recall the very first season? These guys were out on a hay bale. Okay. Now they got the skyline of Tampa in the background. They're wearing gold jackets. Kim's out here with lipstick and owning a dance studio. I always say, I want this family to like go to a Miley Cyrus concert and all do MDMA together and then just like film that. You know what I mean? Like, I want these kids to go nuts. So this season, we see Micah has moved to Hollywood, which, P.S., the show does not do a good job of addressing the fact that last season, Micah, like, left the last two episodes. Do you guys remember this? They were all supposed to get together one last time about moving to Tallahassee or to, you know, yeah, Tallahassee. I guess they ended up in Tampa instead. And then, like, Micah just, like, stopped, like, just, like, flew to L.A., and they couldn't even get a hold of him by phone. And the producers were like, hey, Ethan, could you give him a call? And he goes, oh, yeah, man, I just left. Aren't you under contract to be on the show? Weren't you supposed to take us with you as you moved? Well, he's out here in L.A., apparently, living at some guy's house who gave him rent for taking care of his cats. Okay, is that it? Is that it? No one made me this offer. So is it, what are you saying? Like, am I ugly? Is this what happens with hot people, or is he, like, hooking up with this guy? I mean, no one ever wanted to give me free rent when I was single. I mean, and I think I even offered them blowjobs and no one would take it. But Micah Plath is out here with like a lawn, living in a house with a yard where he's set up a gym. What? Okay, are we going to, like, let's dive into who they are. And he's taking care of a couple of like feral cats that are out in the parking garage. Okay. You know, Mariah has moved to and Olivia and Ethan, and they have introduced, what do you guys think of Olivia's brother? How about Olivia's brother and Mariah hook up? Like, let's see that action. You know what I mean? She would rock his world, and he seems like he's ready to have it rocked. The guy, you know, he's also like escaped the religious parents. He's ready to party. This guy is, I mean, I like where this whole thing is headed. I think every episode gets better. Now, I mean, does anything really happen within these shows? No, they're boring as hell. But there's just something so genius about following this family. Now, there's two major point, like, things going on in the first episode. The first one is we find out that Max cheated on Mariah. Now, if you listen to the Sarah Fraser show, and you can easily Google Mariah's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, Sarah Fraser, you know, of course, I could give you the accurate podcast episode number. Hold on. Max Kalschmidt, Sarah Fraser show. Look, we broke here. Oh, episode 741. Okay, so we broke here on this podcast episode that Max had cheated on Mariah. He confessed. He confessed to making out with another woman, and then he went like and confessed to Kim and Barry, this whole thing, all right? Now, I will say this. I want people to trust me and come on my show, and I never want to bamboozle people. They tell their stories. I am not in the business. I don't like these people that are on TikTok that are like, oh, I did a deep dive and I'm exposing. It's like, fuck off. You don't think that kind of karma is going to come back to you? Like, I let people expose themselves and then I make fun of them, you know? I mean, talk about a standards upgrade, you know? So there, okay, you other trash people that expose people, no. I would wait till they do it themselves and then I talk about it. But anyway, I had people in my DM saying, oh, Max had sex with this other girl. I have no idea. If we're believing Max, Max says he hooked up with, made out with at a party, this other girl. You know, I have to say it was so heartbreaking and sad to see Mariah. I mean, that line where she said, I don't want to say it out loud because then it becomes real, it did break my heart. Yeah, like young love. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of people listening to this are young too, but you know, when you're early 20s, you have that person that you fall so in love with and you kind of think that you could get married and you guys are in it. And usually somebody cheats because you're 22 years old, 23 years old. I think Max actually just turned 21. And it's, you know, in a way you shouldn't really date people then. Of course, it's not, you can't say that for everybody. Some people should be dating, but for the most part, all of us need to be just like experimenting at that age. It's so hard to settle down, right? Especially if you came from a very religious family, you're moving. So Max was supposed to move with them. He did not move with them. We are going to see them. He also revealed that on the Sarah Fraser show. We are going to see him in season 4. The producers, initially, he was not going to come back, but the producers convinced him to come back. So I do think there's going to be some upcoming scenes where he and Mariah do speak. And they, according to Max, I mean, you know, Max has unfollowed everybody. He had a falling out because of Olivia. He did not like Olivia's vibe and Ethan's vibe. Felt like they were very controlling towards him. That was part of it. It's going to get juicy. But it's a great story, right? Mariah now single, Micah single. I'm ready. Ethan and Olivia, I actually think Ethan and Olivia's relationship this season is going to be fairly solid. And we see the other big moment was Kim Plath. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to You Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any You Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU, You Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. All right, I'll tell you about that, but hold on, I have to thank some sponsors. First of all, I'm giving away free Sarah Fraser Show t-shirts. Would you like one? You can see it on my Instagram or my TikTok. They're just like really cool for you guys. So I want to just give you a free t-shirt. I will pay for the shipping as well. But you all have done such a great job spreading the word about this show. And I would love you to continue spreading the word about the show or frequenting one of my sponsors. Because when you buy from one of my sponsors, it just helps me. It helps everybody that works on this show since this is like my full-time gig. So if you would purchase from one of my sponsors, any single one of them, in the description of this podcast episode is all the sponsors and their codes. Just snap a photo of like when you do an order and you can DM me at the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram, or email the Sarah Fraser Show at gmail.com. You can do that and I will send you a free t-shirt, or you can just make a 30-second video to post on your Instagram or your TikTok. Tell me two things that you love about TSFS podcast and one thing you would change. Tag me at the Sarah Fraser Show and boom, I will send you a t-shirt. I love you guys. I love doing TLC talk with you. Also have to thank Pros. Pros makes custom hair care that's effective because it's personal. Using natural ingredients with proven results, Pros customizes every product in your routine from shampoo to supplements. First, Pros starts by asking about you as a person with your in-depth consultation. I just took it. It took all of about 10 minutes. Pros asks you everything from even taking a strand of your hair and feeling if it's coarse, if it's dry, if it's like flaky at the end. It's so good. Then they come up with your own personalized shampoo, conditioner, and as they mentioned, supplements. So it's a carbon neutral certified B Corp. Pros is an industry leader in clean and responsible beauty. One of the reasons I wanted to partner with them, and I am loving my hair care products. Pros is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. Take your free in-depth hair consultation and get 15% off your first order today. Go to pros.com/TSFS. That's PROSE.com/TSFS for your free in-depth hair consultation and 15% off. The other big storyline, Kim Plath. I mean, Kim reads from her journal that she's like fucking miserable with Barry. You guys, Barry's the villain, okay? I think Barry is toxic as fuck. And these kids have all, like, they're all having major issues. And now Kim's onto it too. Whew. Poor Barry. Anyway, so Kim basically confesses she's been unfulfilled physically, emotionally. She's opened this dance studio. You know, we see her stretching out, like, her crotch the entire time. I mean, my God, we get, like, a front row seat to Kim. You know, I love the scene of them in the house where they're just like dancing and she's got her dance shoes on and she's getting her groove back. I don't know. I will say this. Kim is a genius. I've said it a million times. Kim is the one that has wanted this family to be on reality TV for many years. They were all in a band. She tried that route. Then she got them on television. So Kim knows what it takes to keep the reality show going. I initially said I did not think these two would separate. I got to tell you, I could see a version of this. Kind of like, oh my God, what's the other TLC show? Oh my God, Little People, Big World. Do you guys remember how like Matt and who was the woman? Oh my God, I don't even remember. I kind of got into that show and then I didn't. Anyway, do you remember how they were like ride or die couple for so long? But like Matt was way more difficult though. So I guess you could kind of see the writing on the wall where Barry seems like he goes along with everything, but maybe Barry's like a sabotager behind the scenes. I'm beginning to think I could see a world where they are not together. Could you imagine Kim Plath dating in Cairo on this show? Oh my God, Kim Plath hammered? Because you know she used to be a big pothead. They talked about that on this episode. I love where this show is going. Lydia Plath, I think we're going to, you know, Lydia Plath teased on her YouTube that a bunch of shit is coming out about her, that she's been dealing with a lot of stuff too. What is it? I think she's having an existential crisis, you know? I think she is. Did Jesus really rise from the dead like 3 days after he died? I don't know. You know, I mean, she seems like she's questioning a lot of shit. It's about to get good. That's what I'm saying. I love this season. I love the new fan art. These guys are taking a run. I think they're coming at the Kardashians head on. I think that other kid there, I don't know, what's the younger one? Like, I don't even pay attention to the younger ones, but watch them turn out to be like the Jackson 5. You know what I mean? Just like epic. Anyhow, I love the show. You want more updates? Follow me on TikTok at The Sarah Fraser Show, at The Sarah Fraser Show across all platforms. Bye, everybody.